All right, tell me about these surgeries. You have calf implants, pec, bi, and tri.
So I have double calf implants. So there's one on each, two in each leg. I have pec implants. I have bicep and tricep implants.
Full, all of these implants that you're mentioning. So the silicone in the calves, the bis, the tris, the chest.
Mm-hmm. And then
what does something like that cost?
I would say $300,000
total.
Are we just talking about everything in general?
Look good. I mean, I kind of want to break this down. This is super interesting. Calf implants. How much were those? Because that's like, I have little skinny Jew legs. And if there was one thing that I wanted to do going to Turkey, it would be get myself some calves. Was it painful? How much did it cost here in the States?
I will recommend you where to go. I'm actually not friends with the doctor that did most of my surgeries. We had a falling out, and so we don't speak anymore, which is really weird. It's a really weird story. Maybe I can tell you one day when you have more time. He's good. He fired me as a patient, and I was a good patient, but he posted my pictures, and I did not sign consent. And I know I didn't sign consent because I own med spas. My consent forms, we probably have more consent forms than any place on earth. Like, you have to sign an NDA before we touch you, just
so
because
you were aware of this.
When I knew that I wasn't supposed to be posted, and he posted not only me on his social media, but he posted me to the company who makes the implants as advertisement. I was like, take that down immediately, or I'm sending you a cease and desist right now. I didn't say that at first. At first, I was friendly because I was friends with this doctor. I have multiple surgeries with him. I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars with him. His name's Dr. Epley, by the way. If you wanted to know.
No NDA there.
I mean, I can say what I want. So I don't know if I would recommend him. I really don't know.
He did a good job, but I feel like a lot of dogs are negligent with that. They do these procedures on a patient. They think they're friends, and they post the results, the before and afters.
Right.
But consent's a huge thing.
Yes.
You know that as a med spa owner. I have some friends who have gotten in some trouble for doing exactly that, and it feels innocent when they're doing it. But yeah, you ask someone to take it down, you have to take it down immediately.
Right. Unless they sign the forms.
Right.
Because that happens too. Because we actually had a conversation today where we had this girl who made content for us. She filmed it there. We posted it. She didn't like the way she looked. Mm-hmm. So she's saying, you need to take this down, blah, blah. And we're like, well, that's crazy because you filmed it for us, told us we could. And you sign this lovely form that says, I give you consent to use my photos and videos.
Right.
And now we've already spent the time to make the content, post the content. The content's great. And now it's just really unfortunate because now you're nasty and you're mad at us.
Right.
We're like, you know, so it's different. So it's like, if you know what you're doing, it's one thing, but you can't change your mind.
Right.
You know?
That's where it gets tricky too. Like that case, what do? You just let this person be angry and go leave negative reviews.
It's true.
There's a risk to everything.
It just depends if the content's good enough.
Right.
Weigh
your pros and cons.
If you go somewhere else, if you don't like it that much, I guess, but.
Hey, I'm with you. So Dr. Epley does a good job, but make sure that you signed that consent form or you didn't sign the consent form.
Yes, but. Overall, just in my experience, I will have to say, do not recommend.
Okay. Overall, good. What did you pay for the calf implants?
Don't quote me because I could be wrong. And I will tell you after. But ballpark, I think calf implants were around 25 to 30,000 for that, I would think.
That's expensive. It's more than a pair of boobs.
Yeah. I think, well, I mean, it's four implants.
True. Instead of two. Two cuts though, right? One on each.
They do two cuts on the back of the knee, which now are hidden because I just got tattoos, so you don't see those anymore. I actually always wanted to get like tattoos, but now I had an excuse to do it because I was like, there's just little scars there, so now they're covered with ink.
Okay, so implants in the U.S. for men, kind of pricey. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're out with you're at the club, you're on the beach, and you've got biceps, the pecs, the calves. Can people generally tell? Do they ask you, are those real? Or do they look pretty natural?
I think they look natural. They probably, to some people, they may not. I don't know. I feel like no one knows unless I tell them. But people probably notice and don't say anything.
Yeah, and the goal is to look good suit, right?
That or honestly, like the goal is just to look good for myself.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Anything I do, I don't do it like because I want someone else to like it. I do it because I like it. So if it looks unnatural, then perfect because it makes me happy.
And I'll say, meeting you, you got a very clean, sharp face, very symmetrical.
I hope so.
That is, most people don't naturally look like that. So I'm a little bit more of a trained eye, but you would never know. Most people wouldn't know.
You did mention Turkey earlier. Yes, you facelift. And a lip lift. 28
years old and you look great. What are you doing?
It wasn't like...
Turkey,
The doctor was great. I never pronounce his name correctly. It's Dr. Ufuk. I call him Dr. U because I don't know how to pronounce it.
Want to shout him out? We can put him in the description. Tag him.
Yeah. He's really awesome and he does a great job and I highly recommend him. I went for vacation as well and had so much fun. I'm actually going back in March for my business partner's birthday. We're getting hair transplants.
That's what I'm going for. Not my own, but my friend is getting hair transplants. So we're making a big trip out of it.
When are you going?
Beginning of 2025, we're going. So it's a little bit ways away, but I'm trying to figure out, all right, I may as well get something done. Like, what's my lowest hanging fruit? Maybe you can tell me. If you had to pick one thing that I should get surgery on, what would it be?
That's tough. You're so handsome.
It's all about the search for perfection, right? It's not just handsome or not handsome. Like, what could you fix?
Well, I like a guy a little rough around the edges, so I would say you could do a little hair transplant.
Okay, a little more hair?
A little more hair.
I'm thinning a little bit in the front middle.
You take medicine for it?
Yeah.
You take dutasteride?
No, I take a combination topical that's got like 2% finasteride, 15% minoxidil.
Are you taking any oral medication?
I stopped all the orals. I was on oral finasteride, not the dutasteride, and I didn't like the side effects. I didn't think it was worth the side effects.
You tried dutasteride?
I did not try dutasteride. And I read the studies that the side effects were a little bit better, but...
Just not worth it?
I feel like I'm getting the same or better result with the topical finasteride. I don't know if it penetrates as well. I don't know if it's as effective, but I think it's good enough. So. I don't want to be on a pill if I can help it.
I take oral minoxidil.
My friends do that.
And it works. No, I started taking oral minoxidil and all of my hair, all of my body got thicker and darker.
Right. Did you know how they came up with minoxidil as a hair treatment?
Wait, don't tell me. Okay, no, I don't know.
I love these stories with Viagra too. So minoxidil was originally for blood pressure medication. They were doing a clinical study. Everyone was taking the minoxidil to try and lower their blood pressure. And then everybody in the study started to get hairy all over. That was one of the side effects. So they started to use minoxidil topically for hair loss. But now I guess people are starting to take it. My friend Ben does orally to grow hair. So yeah, it's going to be great for the hair on your head and your eyelashes, but...
On your butt too. And
yeah. Might you're going to get hairy all over places that you might not want that hair.
Then you can get laser hair removal and, you know, things like that.
You can. And that's so much more accessible and effective now, but still, I don't want a hairy back. I don't know if it's worth that trade-off. Viagra's an interesting story too, kind of blood pressure medication. Everyone starts getting boners.
I literally just got prescribed Viagra yesterday.
You don't need a prescription anymore. I guess you kind of do, but now
you don't need. You can get it at the drugstore.
No, well, not in America. But you just go online to one of these websites, fill out a form, and a doctor can prescribe it to you without ever actually talking to anybody. Hims or Blue Chew.
I used to use Hims, but now like I use a local pharmacy that I use for a bunch of my stuff.
Nice.
I just like to do my business with him because he always like hooks me up, and he's like not hooks me up like gives me drugs, but
Viagra's last
he gives like good pricing and stuff, and I do get a lot of stuff through him, so that's
It can be pricey. So kind of like finasteride, Viagra's like kind of controlled, but not really. You don't really need to do much to get a prescription for it. Yes, finasteride you can't go buy over the counter. But you can fill out a form online and have a prescription coming in. The potential for abuse is so low.
I'm curious to see how it works. I don't even know if I need it, but I don't know. We're going to see.
Well, with my staff in the room, we're not going to too long about Viagra and my experiences with it. So moving along, let's talk a little bit about your business. You run med spas, and at 28, you've got med spas in 3 different locations.
Yes.
And you're also a esthetician, a medical practitioner. So... My question to you, Paul, are you more of a medical practitioner or are you more of a businessman? If you had to classify yourself in one of those 2 buckets, what would it be?
Oof, I'm both.
Nope, gotta pick one. I think we all lean.
I guess morally, I should say I'm a businessman. I like to make money, but the patient comes first.
Patient always comes first. Yeah. That's good business. You should take care of your patients. That's how they come back.
That's how you get business, is you take care of your patients. And that's why we are where we are today, is because we take such great care of our patients.
And it's such a good business to be in because there's new technologies coming out all of the time. It's becoming more accessible. It's becoming more effective. So all that stuff really excites me. I have partnerships with a lot of local med spas. And anytime they get a new laser or a new machine, like, Jay, come in. We want to test this new Moxie BBL on you. I'm like, all right, let's go. So I go in and I get to experiment with all the stuff. So Paul, let me ask you, what are some new cutting edge machines and treatments that are out right now that you're very excited about?
Well, I'll say two of my favorite companies would be Cartessa and InMode. I really love Cartessa. Just came out with this insane, crazy new machine. It's like a mix. I actually need to learn more about it. It literally just came out. I actually have one in my office. I have a training on it in 2 weeks, so I probably could speak on it better. But it's a CO2 machine, mm-hmm. and it also has a blend of another wavelength that's a little less aggressive. So you can do like these really like crazy treatments, like on all skin types, mm-hmm. that gives you just more effective results with like less downtime. So I'm really excited to be using that, the Helix by Cartessa. And then I absolutely love InMode's Morpheus 8 and Morpheus 8 body.
Mm. Tell me about the Morpheus. What is the Morpheus?
So Morpheus 8 is RF microneedling. It's very, very anti-aging.
Radiofrequency microneedling.
So essentially it's like microneedling, but on steroids. When the needle is the way, almost like, you know, that's kind of how it works with the skin. So you're like doing these little stamps all over and you're tightening and tightening and tightening and tightening and tightening and tightening all over. And we love to do combination treatments. I think we're like pioneers for doing things that a lot of people don't do. A lot of people would say that we do things that are risky or that are just I guess too advanced for them to understand or comprehend. So I actually love doing those treatments together. I get fantastic results. But I will say my favorite treatment of all time that gives the results like nothing else on this earth.
I was just gonna ask you this. What's your favorite treatment? Like the mainstay that everybody should do that really works?
It's called Melanex.
Never heard of it.
Melanex chemical peel. It really just knocks out any kind of problem that you could be dealing with just about one treatment. You know, someone could come in with pigment and I might have to do 3 laser sessions on them. But my chemical peel, the Melanex that we use, like, can knock out crazy, insane dark spots, pigmentation, melasma with one treatment.
Is it a glycolic acid peel? What are you using?
Well, it is a proprietary blend of some acids. Some of the main active ingredients would be hydroquinone, alpha-arbutin, kojic acid, salicylic acid, retinol, and there's a lot more in there.
So what's the catch? If one of these treatments is like 3 lasers, is it horrible recovery? Why aren't more people doing it?
More people are doing it. That's why we can't open locations fast enough more than we can open them. Yeah. But we like to do things right. And, you know, everybody wants to be open in every city. I mean, just the messages we get daily. Oh, we need you in New York. Need you in Chicago. We need you in LA. You know, we're opening as fast as we can. But, you know, to do things correctly, you have to go at a certain pace. But, you know, we've done 3 in 3 years. It's kind of, and we're working on 4th and 5th currently.
That's amazing. You gotta have good systems in place, people in place. We'll get into all of that. But Melanex, are you exclusively offering this, or is this something that's becoming popular nationwide?
Well, it's popular nationwide and internationally. We have patients that fly in from out the country, I would say daily. We have like international patients. So it's getting known. The results are just, they're uncomparable. You can't match it, you can't beat it, and you can't deny the reviews and the results and the before and afters.
Holy shit, to go get my a Melanex treatment.
I mean, that's really what Shrek Cosmetics has been built on, because it's literally, you know, we've changed so many people's lives with it. Like, you know, it sounds like, you know, a lot of people will come to me and they'll be like, you know, I've been going to a dermatologist for 4 years. I've spent $25,000. And I have no results and I have no confidence and I don't want to see myself in the reflection. And, you know, there's people that come to me a lot of the time and say like, this is my last option. Like, I've had people tell me like that they literally like, if I can't help them, they would kill themselves. It's crazy.
That's one of the things I miss most about medicine, is that feeling of being able to help people that like are on their last resort and mm-hmm. are coming to you for help, and with one treatment you're able to change their
right.
self-confidence, that's an amazing thing.
Yes. And you said, what's the catch? You know, the price of it is $950.
Okay.
So people, some complain about that.
Sure.
But I mean, honestly, for the result, it should be with what these other companies and other treatments cost.
Yeah.
I mean, it should cost $3,000 easily.
I paid more than that for my hair
piece. Right.
I had to do like every month for a while.
Yes. And with the treatment, you get a whole 25 day to 30 day aftercare kit
yeah.
that comes with everything you need for the healing process. And it just amplifies your results. So like that's included as well. And we're doing treatments with it. We're doing a chemical peel and we're also doing microneedling. So you're getting two treatments and you're getting a whole skincare regimen, medical grade prescription.
Yeah.
Aftercare included at that price.
How often do you need to get these peels, or how often do you recommend?
Well, this is a thing. So, you know, if someone comes in and they have horrible, horrible hyperpigmentation,
I need a few.
I'll always be transparent and say, look, I have patients very, very often done.
Yeah.
But I will always say, you know, depending on the person, you might need two. In rare cases, you may need three. But I say this every time, and it's always true, and you can go read the reviews, is that once you see the results from just one,
yeah,
even if you need a second one, you will be busting down that door to get that second treatment once you see what it can do.
So much easier to sell a product that sells mm-hmm. itself like that.
Yes.
Makes doing business so easy. Let's flip the script. If there was one treatment that you could pick out that is overhyped, that a lot of people are asking for, there's a lot of promotion behind it, that doesn't actually give you great results.
Oof, this is going to get me canceled.
Nah, you'll be all right. These companies won't right. come after you. I'll protect you.
Okay, so I hate... No, I shouldn't say that. That's so mean.
Hate's
okay,
a strong word.
I don't hate. No, that's that was a wrong word. I don't like Halo or Moxie. Mm. It's okay. It's just very risky. There's a lot of risky things that comes with it. It's IPL yep. is what it is, but they have their own brand name, BBL.
First time I heard BBL, that my esthetician wanted to do a BBL on me.
You're like,
you want me to do what? Brazilian butt lift? I don't know about all that.
Yeah, well, it has the name's nice. It actually, the BBL is nice. It's a good device.
They need machine. To rebrand and change the name.
They need to.
Yeah, that's taken.
Because it's very confusing.
Yeah.
They actually,
BBL, broadband laser, is what that actually yeah. stands for, right?
They actually, I think the company, who makes Halo? Damn, I can't even think of the name. They sent me a cease and desist because we do instant BBLs, like injectables, to make the buttocks larger. And yep. They lit a cease and desist, and my lawyer was like, okay, that's the...
Yeah.
Dang, who makes...
Jacqueline, research. Who makes the Halo machine? All right, so we don't like Halo, and we don't like Moxie.
Cyton, that's it. That's crazy. I can... Yeah. But I used to use their stuff when I worked at a previous practice. Mm-hmm. I actually met one of my... Well, that's a long story. Never mind. We won't get into that. I will keep talking forever.
That's okay. So that's good to know, because I actually received a couple of those treatments. And it was okay. Results weren't great. But it's good to know which ones cut through the noise that actually mm-hmm. work.
They're very good at marketing, and that's why they're successful.
Right. Yeah, you see their banners everywhere you
work. Their machines are way overpriced.
Yeah.
Results are way overhyped. And I can do the same result with a machine that costs a fraction of the price with Cartessa.
Yeah.
And in practice and save the patient money. And, you know, but, you know, it's just like anything else that they, if you, you know, you could have been yeah. great. So great.
The market for these 6-figure machines for med spas is unreal. My friend just bought his first one. It was like $150,000 and he financed it.
Yeah.
He was telling me about all of the different options that were available and all the different machines that they were saying that he needed. As a med spa owner, and when you were starting your first med spa and you didn't have a giant budget to buy hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of, like, what did you do? Do you need these machines to start a practice?
That's the thing is I have recently, but very small, mm-hmm. but I was never able to get a loan.
Mm.
No one would lend me. I couldn't get a loan for $500 when I wanted to open my business. It was kind of during COVID.
Yeah.
And so everyone was like, oh, okay. So you're 25, 26. don't know, I was 25 or 26. They're like, okay, you're 25, you're 26. You have no education and you want us to loan you money to open a medical cosmetic spa during a pandemic. They're like, yeah. So nobody would give me a dollar. So literally I had to hustle. I started with just doing facials and doing things that I could, like, that I had accessible to me.
Right.
And I would save up my money. And then I literally would just take that money and then invest it back and buy another piece of equipment, buy another device. I was very fortunate to have one of my best friends come work with me. And he was a huge part in of the success of what Shrek Cosmetics is now. So I have to shout him out, Justin. He's been a huge part of it. But I guess what you're saying with the loans is I didn't have that luxury.
Right.
And to this day, I
worked with what you had, mm-hmm. did facials, which don't require, you know, fancy machines.
Right.
And then saved up until you could buy the next machine. And mm-hmm. ideally that machine pays for itself.
It does.
You have it, right?
Yes. I mean, that's the thing. Like, if you want to be the best and you want to compete with the big dogs, you have to have these, you know, you have to have the latest and greatest.
Yeah.
Or why is someone going to come to you versus going to them?
Right.
So anything that I do, I want to be the best, or I want to, you know, do the best I possibly can. So, you know, it was very important that I was able to have the best and latest and greatest technology there is. But we fought for it and we got it without loans.
Right.
We did it.
Amazing.
And now it's nice. I have friends that got $2 million loans for that they're paying off or whatever. And I've paid off successfully. Well, me as a team, you know, my team and I, you know, we paid off 3 locations worth of machines. It's probably, I don't know, 4 or 5 worth of equipment.
Jesus.
And it's paid for.
Yeah. That's,
you know?
Congratulations.
So it's like, it was really tough at the time.
Yeah.
And I thought it was like a bad thing. And it was like very negatively, like, this isn't fair. This isn't right. Like, how are these other people getting loans? How is, like, they getting, like, all this funding and they can just have the luxury to do this. And, you know, I'm getting denied everywhere I looked. But now I have, like, financial freedom. I had to fight extra hard and work extra hard. I mean, there was days that we would work Monday to Sunday, 9 a.m. sometimes to 2 o'clock in the morning. I would have people that wanted to get in to see me, and I was literally like, I can see you at Sunday at 2 a.m.
Right, you'll make time.
And I'm like, and if not, then I can't see you till my next available normal time. And they're like, okay. So yeah. I mean, like, I remember doing facials with girls coming in holding their babies at wee hours in the morning.
I mean, that's the right mentality.
Yeah.
A lot of people will, you know, go to start a business, mm-hmm. go to a bank, get denied 2 times,
right,
and say the whole system's working against me. I guess this isn't this future. I can't start a business. The banks are saying no. I'll just go back and work my job somewhere for $50,000 a year.
Right.
But I think you're a good example of how to use something like that as fuel to sit there. All right, you know what? You don't want to give me a loan? I'll sit here and I will do it in my kitchen.
Literally.
You were doing them at home?
Literally. Yeah. I was doing facials at home. Anywhere I could do it during COVID, I was doing what I had to do.
Yeah, you do what you have to do. You save up and you take it one step at a time.
I see so many talented people that give up right before they get to where they're going.
Yeah.
And I hate it so much. I have one good friend, I won't say their name, is the most talented person I've ever met in my life. I'm telling you, this person can dance, can act, can sing, can do everything.
Yeah.
And I thought they would be the biggest star on earth. And, like, I just see so many people that give up before they get to where they need to be. So that's a little advice, is you just, when you try something, you can't give up. You have to keep going till you where you want to be. It's easier said than done.
It is.
But I mean,
there's hard days. It's really hard to fail if you don't give up. You just keep getting back up and working.
Right. But people just don't realize that. And so they a lot of people like to be safe, but you can't do that.
No, not to be an entrepreneur, but it's high risk. So it's not for everybody. So I get that too.
Not for everyone. That's true. You have to be built different because, you know, I mean, we work 24/7.
Yeah.
It feels like.
So you didn't have any, like, business or marketing knowledge going into this whole thing. So obviously you must have done several things right to get to one clinic a year for the past 3 years. What do you attribute the success of those practices too? Is it your marketing? Is it your social media? What has been fuel for success?
You know, my biggest thing was, you know, having a strong team. I have one of the best teams that I could ever ask for. Literally, these, like, my team is like family, and they literally will bend over backwards to make sure that we're always on top, we're always successful. So that's been one of my biggest things, is I invest heavily in my team, and it pays off, you know. A lot of people, you know, my dad, I can say a little bit of business sense from my dad. His business sense is a little different than mine. He has a nice little business. But he, you know, he likes to save a little money on his payroll, as where I've learned that your life's a lot easier when you, you know, you make sure your team is well taken care of. If you take care of them, then they really take care of you. So that's been one big thing for our success, is just having such an amazing team. And as well as the Melanex Chemical Peel has been just insane for us, because the results have been
a good product, this world. And a good team makes everything much easier.
Good product and a great team.
So your Instagram handle, Poor Star. I saw that Poor Star followed me. I'm like, oh.
You're like, Porn Star? Like, what the hell?
Everyone probably is like, Porn Star.
Right.
It's a really clever, clever username. Has media been a big factor in your success? Do you get a lot of attention through that social media channel? You've got almost 500,000 followers, got a cool username. Has that been driving a lot of the patients into your clinic?
I think so. It's just the reviews and the results. Honestly, when you have the results, everything follows. You know, as long as you have good customer service, which we do, like, we're always going to be busy because we are so good at what we do.
Yeah.
But we do, I do heavily in social media. I have two very talented full-time social media coordinators that are phenomenal. They're amazing. And they're one of the huge factors on why we're so successful, is because they're so talented with the social media. And we do such an amazing job on social media. And we also have a great marketing company. A couple, we have a PR company that we have that's great. And it's just, yeah, it's just, I have an amazing team, and that's really amazing team, amazing product. And that's why we're going to keep being the best.
Yeah. Surrounding yourself with good people, good vendors, PR companies, marketing companies, social media companies goes a long way, but essentially it kind of comes down to your leadership. I think the fact that all these people are sticking around, they're loyal, they're helping you grow. I think you're doing something right from a leadership perspective. One thing you mentioned, the product sells itself. I think that's huge for other business owners to kind of listen up, especially when you have something like physical beauty that's so easy to see and that people want to brag about when they have a good experience with this, because it's so tangible. You can see it. You can, other people, you can feel it.
Yes.
So you do a good job for people in the community. The chances of them telling their friends, and even if they tell their friends,
they see it.
Where'd you get that done? Oh, my God, you look great.
I'll tell you that's exactly how another reason why I was successful. So I have a client named Arrogant Tay. He's very, very one of the most famous hairstylists in the world. He does Nicki Minaj's hair exclusively. He would be who I would consider my first celebrity. Love you, Tay. I did his, and I transformed his skin. And he, you know, all the It Girls, he does all the celebrities. And so they saw his skin and they were like, damn, like, what did you do? So then he was just literally feeding me all these celebrities left and right in my DMs. Hey, when can I get in? When can I get in? Because they saw the results. They saw his skin. So that was another thing. And we are the number one highest rated, most reviewed med spa, I think, in the world. But I know in the country.
How did you do that? I feel like that's the secret sauce that other med spas or entrepreneurs that are listening. Getting good reviews and standing out from your competition on the reviews makes the biggest difference in the world. So what is your secret for generating reviews?
You take care of your patients.
Do you ask after you take care of your patients?
I tell our patients, we always say, please leave us an honest review.
Yeah.
And when you take such good care of them, they will whip that phone out right there and they'll do it for you right there on the spot.
Do you ask them in person?
I usually do, but I've kind of fell off on it. I probably need to start asking some more. I guess I'm getting a little comfortable.
Yeah.
But, you know, we do a lot of things that other med spas do. Like, we send personalized skincare, aftercare guides. that say leave reviews, like
right.
they see it somewhere. They get message follow-ups.
Do you incentivize them? Take a few minutes to leave an honest review and we'll give you $50 off your next Botox treatment. Anything like that?
Not usually.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's illegal to do that. One. So I think we can't do that. I think at one time we were like, we wanted to do that, but I think we were told that we can't. So All I can say is, you know, I did my magic on you. I did, you know, your results are going to be crazy when you see, you know, what I did for you and how good I, you know, on you. Can you do me a favor and share it with your friends and your family and on Google or other places? And they do it because they get what they want. They come, they get the results they want, and they're happy. So they're happy to do it. And, you know, it's really hard because usually reviews, you know, you don't go to a restaurant and have a delicious meal and be like, first thing you want to do, oh, let me go to Google. I need to go put a 5-star review to this. Usually reviews are horrible because the first thing you want to do when you have a bad experience is let me go to Google and write, give them a 1-star review, you know? So yeah, it is tough in the review world.
It can because, be, yeah. Go try and find like a moving company with 5-star reviews.
Oh gosh, yeah.
A gym.
But we're 4.9 at like 3,000 something reviews at one location.
3,000 is amazing.
Yeah.
I think, good for you.
I'm pretty sure 3,000. I have to fact check that. You can fact check that. If it's somewhere right around there. Maybe
if you're in
more.
The thousands, I don't care what it is. It's
right. At 4.9.
Yeah.
There's MedSpots that's been in the game for 20 plus years.
Right.
That have 38 reviews at 3.8.
That's funny. You check the 1-star reviews. Sometimes they're like, I got stuck in traffic. Like, this was a nightmare.
Right. Exactly.
People definitely underestimate the importance of reviews. So good work on that. So did you already open up your newest Miami?
Yeah, so we've just opened it. It is, I would say, one of the most beautiful med spas I've ever seen on earth.
Where in Miami is it?
On South Beach, on 41st Street. Come visit. You have to come check it out. It is just, it's so beautiful. We're offering all of our treatments there. You know, all of our injectables, everything that we offer at our location. So the best of the best treatments.
What is, what's your formula? This is your third one now. Say you're copying your med spa in Dallas to the same model in Miami. What are the pieces that you have to have lined up in order for you to know that it's going to work?
Well, we've been so fortunate that the products and the treatments that we do are so amazing and people love so much that people are traveling from other countries, other states to come see us, that it's happening. So I mean, of course it does. Like I said, take a really strong team to manage it all because it is very overwhelming, you know,
like who runs the show over there?
Who runs a show over in Miami?
Have a point man at each location?
I have a few. It's hard to say. I mean, it's like no one's above any direct cosmetics. Everyone's pretty much, we're all equal. But, you know, two of my top managers would be Justin King and Ariana Callen. She actually just got married recently.
Exciting.
We went, where did I go? It was in Italy. Oh, Lake Como for her wedding. It was so beautiful.
Beautiful. I've been there.
I will go off forever. But yes, Ariana Callen, I cannot say her new last name. Semenuka. She's going to laugh at me for trying to say it, but it's something like that. But yeah, Justin King and Ariana.
And then you've already got all your systems in place, right? Like your patient portal, your CRM, your marketing.
Yeah.
So it's easier to scale than it was to probably start that first location when you're figuring everything out. Because you have all
that. Just copy and paste.
Copy and paste.
Copy and paste. Do a good job.
Yeah.
The patients are going to come back. They're going to send their friends and family. You're going to get more business. And that's the formula.
What's your goal? What's your 10-year goal? Three clinics, 3 years. You keep at this pace here, you're going to be an animal.
We're opening. Not only are we working on opening 2 new locations currently, but we're probably 6 other companies at the same time. We're launching a bunch of stuff, a bunch of products, a bunch of devices, a bunch of machines. We're launching a bunch of new companies, manufacturing companies. I have a new, very talented chemist that works full time with me. Her name's Andrea. And we're doing so much. Like, I can't even help doing it, but we are.
You're trying to vertically integrate all of the stuff, right? Yeah. Making your own machines, making your own cosmetic products.
We might be doing a TV show soon, which I'm kind of on the fence on it. Like, I don't know if I want to do it just because it's like we did the pilot and that was so time consuming. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I just don't know if I want my personal life out like that. But we've had a lot of networks that have been like made offers. Some of them, the offers weren't so great. So I was like, no, we're definitely not doing that.
Yeah.
For all that. But we have some big ones that we've been in talks with. So we might be doing a TV show soon. I just don't know. I don't ask for me.
There's a lot of stuff in the pipeline for the future. A lot. Huh? Maybe mm-hmm. some TV, new companies. Yeah. More clinics?
Oh, for sure. More clinics. I mean, I will, by the time I'm 30, I will have at least, I would say 15, easily. 2 years.
I think you're well on your way.
We're going to do it. We open these next two. We're going to start opening like three at a time. It's right. going to be
doing two at a time now, three at a time over the next couple of years. Well within reason. But success, you're young and you didn't, your upbringing was success, right? You weren't a great student. No Ivy League school. What is your advice to younger kids coming up like you that aren't exactly mapped for success according to traditional societal standards? What can they do?
The biggest thing, and like I said earlier, that I can give anyone advice is find whatever you love, find whatever you're good at, and there is a way that you can make money doing it. You just have to find the way how you can make money. You know, maybe you're not going to be a millionaire or billionaire or whatever. You'll make a humble living, but find what you're good at, find out what you love, and go for it. Give it all you have and don't give up. If you don't give up, everything you want will come true. And I wholeheartedly believe that because I've seen it with myself, with no education, with no loans, with all the odds against them. I've seen it. And so I know that. So the number one key that I can say is just do it and don't give up.
Don't give up. Message, I think, super inspiring for a lot of people. I love to have medical practitioners who have gone the entrepreneurial route, started something, giving back, really helping people. So it was a blast having you here.
Yeah.
Paul Charette, poor star, not porn star.
Not porn star. Well yeah. Who knows? Maybe. Maybe I could for that. We'll see.
Maybe. Where can people connect with you? Where can they follow your journey? What was the best place?
You can follow me on Instagram. I'm on there a lot at poor, P-O-R-E, like on your face, poor star. You can follow me on all links using that username. So yeah.
Appreciate you. We'll link it down below as well. So you got three clinics right now in Dallas, yes. Miami, and Atlanta.
Yes, the newest one that we've just opened. You guys got to come check it out in Miami, Florida, South Beach. It is the most beautiful med spa you'll ever lay your eyes on. It is state of the art, the latest, the greatest. It's we're so proud of it. So y'all got to come check out our brand new location in Miami and South Beach.
Cool. Well, I will be there soon. And if you're listening to this, go check out the new Paul Charette Med Spa in downtown South Beach, Miami.
Yes.
I'm excited. Okay. Paul, it's been a blast.
I was just hard dripping.
Thank you, brother. Okay. I had a blast talking with you today.
Yes. I had so much fun.
Cool.
Is this good?
Yeah. I think we got some great